What's up, you guys? I'm Caleb, as always, and in this episode, I'm going to be discussing about how I meditate in the sauna. Let's roll the intro. All right, cool. So now that we got the music, the intro, and the whole vibe of everything is going pretty well, today I was like, you know what? I want to sit in the meditation, or I want to go into the sauna and meditate, because I've been listening to this new meditation by, I probably should have done this beforehand, but the episode, it's on Mind Valley, I can tell you that much. And the guy who leads it, it's a group immersion meditation, which I really think that's really good. And the guy's name is, why can't I, with Jeffrey Allen. It's a guided meditation to open your heart up. It's a really good meditation, 20 minutes. And usually when I do sauna sessions, it's usually just like a 10 to maybe 15 minute session. I was up to 30 minutes for a little while, but since I've been slacking, or not slacking, since I've been doing hot yoga, and since it's summertime, I don't do the sauna as much as I do in the wintertime, just because I get the sauna from my car, since my car doesn't have AC right now. It's one of the sacrifices that I have to make to be able to support my business and support me building a brand. So with that being said, is I also did some hot yoga this morning too, so that kind of was the other reasons why I didn't do the whole, like, why I did the sauna for 20 minutes. Anyway, that was completely unnecessary backstory for you guys. Sorry about that. As I wanted to say, though, was the whole process of going through it. So I was like, you know, I usually just sit in the sauna. I usually don't have any music. I don't have any meditation. I don't have anything there. I just sit and think, and sometimes I'll talk with some people, and sometimes I'll network with some people as well. It was just today, I was like, you know what? I need to do this meditation still, because I've been meditating twice now, once in the morning for 10 minutes using the Waking Up Sam Harris app, and then in the afternoon using the Jeffrey Allen's meditation plus Allen's Watt meditation. So it's around 35 minutes of meditation right there, and then another 45 total minutes of meditation. I really enjoy it. I really love what it's doing for me, and I really, really, really actually highly recommend it for anyone else who's looking to expand their field of potential and or opportunities. I highly just recommend you guys taking a listen to all of these. I'll give the link down in the description, as I said. Also, if you guys are liking this too, just feel free to subscribe, like, comment, as always. Otherwise, though, me sitting in the sauna for 20 minutes. First off, there's nobody in there when I first started. It was just me, and I just had the sauna. I just had the music, and I was like, wow, this is really nice and peaceful. The first 10 minutes, I was like, okay. I was starting to sweat. I was starting to drip. I was like, okay, yeah, it's getting a little warm. It's getting a little hot. It's getting a little tender. Like, I'm like, there's a few times when I was like, I want to get out of the lotus pose. I want to step out of the sauna. I was like, I'm on fire. But I was like, a thought occurred to me when I was doing it. I was like, well, if I can't make it through 20 minutes in a hot sauna, then who says, like, then what else can't I do? So I was like, well, all I have to do is just last 20 minutes. And 20 minutes is not that long in the whole grand scheme of things. Like, sure, it might be hot right now, but if I just go back in, I focus on the breath, I slow the breath down, I just listen to the meditation, I go into the valley of opportunity and potential, then I'm good. I don't have to be stressed out. I'm not worried about having too much heat or too much heat exhaustion or anything as such, or sweating like profusely. I'm present and I'm aware in the moment. And I was like, okay, well, so that's pretty neat. But my legs started to fall asleep, and my I want to say it was my left foot started to get really, really hot. And I was just like, oh, okay. Like I acknowledged it. I recognized it. And I just kept going, because something that I also kind of thought of, I was like, well, you know what? If I can stand out, like when I was taking photos this morning too for my Instagram page, I was like, it was a little bit, it was kind of chilly. It wasn't that cold, because I was trying to use I was actually more or less using the Wim Hof method, or just the breathing method, to avoid the cold. And I might touch that in another video as well, so stay tuned for that. One of the things, though, was like, I was just in shorts and a t-shirt this morning when I was taking photos for the sunrise. And when I was driving back down to the valley, I saw lots of people in like jackets and jeans and pants. And I was like, okay, so maybe it is colder out than I thought, but I didn't think that it was that cold. So I kind of looked at that as an opportunity. I was like, well, if I thought that that was kind of cold or not that cold, and then as soon as I got in my car, all that pain, or not even pain, but that suffering of the coldness dissipated. And then all of a sudden I was able to be warm in the car. So I was like, okay, so that's the same thing that applies to the sauna. It's kind of like when I was in the sauna, yes, it was very hot. It was extremely hot. I wouldn't say it was miserable because I enjoy staying in the sauna. I think that it's beneficial and it's kind of activating some growth hormones or growth. I'll link the description down to a podcast with Joe Rogan and Ronna Patrick's where she talks about saunas and the benefits of saunas and how it can prolong your lifespan. And I'll link that down below as well. Anyway, from sitting in the sauna, I was like, well, me outside it, cold in the morning, that was only temporary. So me being in the sauna right now is also only temporary. It's the same thing that applied to yoga when I was practicing this morning as well. It's like, yeah, sure, it's a little hot, it's a little tender, like I need some water or something like that. And I'm like, wow, these 75 minutes is taking longer than it usually does. I was still like, well, you know, I could just stay in this room and I could just embrace the struggle by focusing back on the breath. And there's this cool discovery that I actually found out. Like I'm actually kind of fascinated by it. I think that it's a really cool idea, and I really enjoy it. So let me explain it to you guys real quick. So if you're ever stressed out or you're having your breathing starting to go fast, your heart's starting to beat like rapidly, like just really, really rapidly, the cool thing you can do is you want to pause. Like when you're breathing, when you're stressing out or you can't find that breath, is make sure you find that pause at the inhale and at the exhale. Like if you do that, that's where you'll start to calm down and you'll be able to start to deepen the breath. Because when I was sitting in the sauna meditating to this guided meditation for 20 minutes, like I had some cool visions. Like I saw the roots go into the ground and like they're like dissipating all over the world and all over the country. And there was light like emanating out from me around the world, encompassing all good and good things. And through that process, it was kind of like, well, wow, this is everyone's connected. Everyone's one. Everyone's part of this bigger being than they originally thought they were. And I was like, well, that's quite fascinating, actually. And I don't know where I was going with that. I had the whole idea of where I was going with that. I don't know. Anyway, like sitting in the sauna for 20 minutes, like it was warm. It was very warm. It was a little hot. I wanted to check my phone a few times to be like, gosh, how much time do I have left on this meditation? I'm like, it's got to be coming to an end soon. But I was like, you know, if I just stay with the breath, I stay with my vision, I stay in the field of potential, then I can accomplish next to anything because I'm going within, I'm staying in tune, and I'm becoming in the right state of mind that I need to be in for success, for opportunities to come to me, for people to come to me to ask questions. And I was like, okay, so now if I'm able to do this, maybe I can actually accomplish more in the long run, in my long-term life, and I can start to give back, I can start to inspire, I can start to see where my visions are going, I can start to feel connected with these other individuals. Through that process, it's kind of like, well, now I'm able to expand my horizon, expand my mindset, expand how I view each other, every person, every interaction, every social taking that we feel with this other person that's around us, with ourselves, and we're able to become one with our inner thoughts, with our outer thoughts, with our other people's inner thoughts, other people's outer thoughts. We're able to become one with them. And I just find that incredibly fascinating and interesting because, dude, it's just like, if you haven't tried meditating, you haven't tried journaling, and it's so good. Everybody's bombarded with this. This right here, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, I think you need time. I think you need the time and the effort and the patience and just that stillness and that quiet and that feeling of just tranquility and equanimity to be at peace, to be still, to be happy, to be grateful, to be joyous. If you don't have that, then you're just going to get stuck. You're not going to do what you love to do. You're not going to want to accomplish what you want to accomplish. And everybody has different dreams. Everybody has different ambitions. It's just, what are yours? So, yeah, like, if you want to try something, you want to put yourself in the discomfort zone, you want to push yourself beyond your limits, try just meditating for 20 minutes. Meditate in the sauna for 20. Well, if you're new to meditation, I would not suggest meditating in the sauna first off the bat. Maybe for a minute or 5 minutes, that's cool. But 20 minutes, like, I'd try your best not to do that. But, like, I do think that you should meditate to get away from your phone because your brain chemistry is going to start to change. You're going to start to view the world. You're going to be more grateful. You're going to be able to forgive more. You're not going to be as stressed out. You're going to be able to accomplish more. You'll be able to achieve more. And yeah, it's just, if you're feeling hot, you're feeling cold, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling paranoid, you're feeling any sort of way, just focus back on that breath. That breath is powerful. The breath is, it's a part of us. It's something that we come in tune with. We come to become one with our breath. And when we allow for that inhalation and that exhalation and to have that pause, we can start to deepen the breath. We can start to deepen our breathing. So like instead of I'm going to leave you with this one last little cool little snippet that I found out. So beforehand, when I felt like my breath was shallow, I would try to take a really, really deep breath, and I could never do that. What I discovered today, though, was you start to focus on the breath as it is, and then you slowly start to increase the space of the breath and the duration of the breath, of the inhales and the exhales and the inhalations and the exhalations, until the breath is long, full, and vibrant. And if you're feeling any sort of pain or discomfort, just remember to breathe into that spot. If you're feeling hot or you're feeling cold, like breathe into that spot. And one way that you can get through the heat a little bit more is feel your hands on your thighs. Feel your hands pushing down on your thighs and feel that energy going from yourself, from your thighs, from your being into your legs and being like, okay, I'm good. Like I'm good. I am grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful to be in this heat. I'm grateful to be sweating this out. And I'm grateful for these opportunities that are presented for me each and every single day. As always, you guys, I love you. I didn't do that last in the last sign-off. My sign-offs are always different. I try and keep it a little unique. Maybe I should have continuity. Who knows? Later.